I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. We were lucky last week. No Park District softball in the middle of the week because it was the 4th of July holiday break. And I say we were lucky not to have to play because for 4 days in a row, the temperature hit 103 degrees or more. And we're just starting July. The dog days aren't here yet. Our worst temperatures usually come in late July and August. And we're not in Florida or Arizona. We're smack dab in the middle of Illinois. There's no doubt the summers are getting hotter. Whether it's caused by man or nature, I'll leave for the politicians and scientists to argue. For our purposes here, it doesn't matter why it's hot. What matters is that you handle the heat properly. Hot weather can be extremely hazardous to your health. Already, nearly 100 deaths in the U.S. and Canada have been caused by heat this year. Now, most people know to stay cool under extreme conditions, but maybe not so many softball players. How many of you were in holiday tournaments this past week? The best way to handle the heat is to stay indoors when it's over 100 degrees. But if your team has league games scheduled or you're in a tournament, you've got to be there, regardless of the temperature. Now, I'm sure you're smart enough to drink lots of water, eat lots of ice, and wear sunscreen, but what about the other idiots out there who show no respect for the heat? Are you ready to step in and save a life if necessary? You should know that the rules for giving CPR have changed recently. It's a lot easier now, and you don't have to take a class. If you learn to alternate chest compressions with blowing into the mouth of a dummy, forget it. The new rules say no breathing into anyone's mouth. Here's what you do. Just two steps. One, scream for someone to call 911. And two, hard chest compressions, 100 per minute, right in the middle of the chest, until the EMTs get there. That's it. Anyone can do that. No lessons required. And if you know the Bee Gees song, Stayin' Alive, that's the beat you want to stay at, 100 pushes per minute. Just listen to that song in your head as you're giving the victim chest compressions. Now, a lot of less serious things can happen to you in the heat, too, and they can turn more serious real fast. Keep drinking water. You can use sports drinks, but use plain water, too. If you drink 12 ounces of Gatorade, drink an extra 12 ounces of water. Signs to look out for? Muscle cramps, profuse sweating, and extreme thirst are the first signs of heat exhaustion. Dizziness, headaches, nausea, all danger signals. Stop your activity, get yourself cool, and take fluids. A bag of ice on the back of your neck can help too, according to Brendan McHale, supervisor for the Sports Medicine Department of the Carle Physicians Group. And wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing that wicks up the moisture as you sweat. Let me finish here by repeating the CPR rules. Please pass these along to your teammates. 1. Scream for someone to call 911. 2. Give chest compressions at 100 beats per minute. The song Staying Alive can help you here. And keep at it until the EMTs get there to take over. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.